The Hardening of Gentle Hearts, Part 5, The Lost Art of Listening. My young fascist friend appeared a bit subdued this morning. He has been studying and he's been asking lots of sensible questions. I asked him what was up. He looked thoughtful, then he murmured, "I understand fascism, but nobody I know does. And if I come out as a fascist, I'm afraid of becoming an outcast, like a crazy person." I nodded sympathetically. "And why is that, do you think?" "Why does the label fascist upset and unnerve people so much?" He answered without a moment's thought, "Because the monopoly media and the Talmudic brainwashing trust have spent decades misrepresenting fascism, Hitler, the German people, and generally piling up odium on the label. Plus, they have totally taken over the media and the education system." I could only agree. True enough. And why have they put so much effort into that undermining enterprise? He didn't hesitate. "Because Hitler and the National Socialists, fascism in general, bravely exposes them, exposes their lies and their insane bloodbath genocides, shows Bolshevism, communism, Marxism the hell up as the sadistic, murderous, insanely genocidal children of Judaism." There was feeling in his voice. He added, "We are potentially their worst enemy and the only party left standing firm against their thrust for global domination." There was a pause. I could see he had strong feelings. I thought up an allegory. I like symbolism. It brings difficult concepts down to the essential basics. Imagine you were visiting a friend's house and you felt quite sick, upset stomach. Your friend tells you to check out his medicine cabinet and help yourself. He warns you, however, that it has been reported that some mysterious stranger has been seen skulking around in the area of the medicine cabinet. Your friend tells you he thinks some of the labels may have been deliberately and maliciously switched. Ordinarily, you would go somewhere else, but your friend's house is located on a small island. The next ferry isn't due for a fortnight, and you are feeling really ill. What do you do? In particular, what is more important? The label on the outside or the contents on the inside? He smiled. "I see where you're going with this." "The contents, for sure." "Exactly. So the first thing to do is to make sure you have plenty of solid knowledge on the inside." "Okay. But aren't we supposed to spread the good word?" "Sure we are. But coming right out, bang up front, out of the closet, first thing, with a label prone to widespread misunderstanding by your audience, is often not the best approach. Poor tactics." "Okay. Well, how do we spread the word then?" "Are you familiar with the three R's?" "Sure. Reading, writing, arithmetic." "Right. The foundation of a good education. However, can you think of one particular skill that is much needed but not taught in schools?" Nope. "Try listening. It's a lost art. These days, everybody wants to talk. Good listeners are few and far between. When I get in a discussion, I'm more interested in listening than talking. I want to know where the other person is at. I can't achieve that goal if I don't listen." He looked thoughtful. "Yeah, that makes sense." "So," I continued, "I would ask the person what they knew about the key issues, one at a time without any pressure, no rush. I'd cover the 1917 Judeo-Bolshevik coup, the subsequent bloodbaths, the Holodomor, Hitler's side of the story, his repeated peace proposals, the epic revisionist debunking of the Holocaust, etc. I'd point out the truth as opposed to the decades of systematic Kazarian lies. Only when I had a broad base of mutual agreement with the step-by-step building blocks and a warm relationship would I even bother to bring up fascism. If you have built up to it smoothly and methodically, the foundation is already laid. Your audience will, at that advanced stage, realize that fascism, classic fascism, not the faked Jewish mockery version, is an ancient, well-respected ideology that goes back thousands of years.